Welcome, everyone. This is a Board of Adjustment meeting for August the 11th, 2016. Could I have a roll call, please?
Clements?
Yep.
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Springer? Bollinger?
Yes, here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's responsibility of the board to interpret the zoning ordinances. They apply to special uses and variants. Each member has received a staff report and goes out and views the site in question and usually comes prepared to vote on the issue at the meeting. Is there a motion to approve the July 14th meeting?
No motion.
Second.
Call the roll, Lisa.
Clements?
Yep.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bollinger?
Yes. We have two cases this evening. One is case 16-050 at 931 State Street. It's a C2 district. Request for a variance to reduce the required sign setback for an on-premise identification sign from 20 feet to 0 feet, submitted by Dev Bastola. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
And this was also deferred from July meeting.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. You asked us to get a little more information about this case. I believe we have obtained the information you were seeking. The site is located on the southwest corner of the intersection of State Street and 10th. It's outlined in yellow on the graphic being displayed. There will be a new service station at this location. It's currently under construction. The applicant would like to place a new business sign within the front setback, and the approximate area of that sign is shown with the red designation on the site plan. As you can see on the site plan, there is a billboard that is in the way of this sign. If the sign were placed at the 20-foot setback, it would put it approximately back in that location behind the billboard. State Street is a one-way street, and it would essentially hide that sign if it were placed at the proper setback. Last month, they were seeking a variance to place it at a setback of zero. At that time, there was a belief that 5 foot of property was being taken from this location, and that's why it was at the request was at zero. They're currently asking to put it at 5 feet, and that's because since the last meeting, we have found that only the strip of land on the easternmost section was taken for acquisition for the I-74 corridor project by the Department of Transportation. It's a 5 foot wide by 42.5 foot long strip on the east side, and it will have no effect on the sign's location, as you can see. You can also see that previously the sign that was for the former gas station was at an 11 foot setback, at least the pole was. The sign was probably overhanging on the pole slightly. And the billboard is at a 22 feet setback. So if the front of the sign is at a 20 foot setback and the sign is 5 foot wide, most of the sign would be behind that billboard if it was at the required setback. This gives you a perspective west of the location. Traveling east on State Street, as all vehicles will, where the previous sign was located, its relationship to the billboard, which will not be moved in any near future. And there's also a tree on the neighboring property that protrudes even farther forward towards State Street than does the billboard. That's why they're requesting the 5 foot setback at this point. I wanted to evaluate exactly what that request would do if you approved it. We placed a vehicle behind the sidewalk so that it stayed out of the right-of-way completely, and I used a full-size vehicle, the biggest vehicle we had at the time. It's a full-size pickup truck. The sign is represented at the 5 foot setback on this graphic, and as you can see from the west approaching, it's easily visible to see that truck from vehicles on State Street. Now, the next slide, what I'm going to do, it's going to be the exact same graphic, only I'm going to be inside the pickup truck looking west towards the oncoming traffic, and then the proposed location of that sign and its proposed height you show it does obstruct the view looking west at least somewhat. I would estimate we're able to see a good 125 feet down State Street at this location here if you're staying entirely behind the sidewalk. If the sign were placed at a 12-foot setback, that would give it a 5-foot separation from that billboard, and staff certainly understands that they want to have a separation from the billboard so that it doesn't blend together with that billboard, and it would be more than twice the setback that you're currently seeing for vehicles exiting the facility. I do feel that that would be a safer setback. However, I'll admit that that sign, if it's placed at that setback, will be somewhat obstructed by that tree that was shown in the previous graphic. That tree, it's a bit of an optical illusion because of the angle of the shot here. That tree is considerably forward towards State Street than is the billboard. I believe that summarizes the issues. The things you wanted clarified was what exactly is being taken by the DOT, and that's that red strip there. What's happening with the sidewalk? The sidewalk will not change in this location. And what's happening with the entrances and exits? They will remain the same. Be an entrance and exit here, entrance and exit there, and an island in the middle, very much the way it was previously. So hopefully that gives you the information that you were seeking from last month. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
John, the 5-foot section, they didn't require the whole 100-some feet of that property? And only this section you have?
Only that section that's in red was acquired.
So there's nothing further east or further west?
Oh, there is further east. I'm just talking about this lot here.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
It does continue east.
Oh, it does.
But
okay.
I'm just talking about this lot here, how it affected that lot there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
I'm Valerie Surge. I'm the property immediately east of this. I have spoken with Chief Reddington, and he is working on getting parking taken away on State Street directly in front of 931 State. He says that shouldn't be any problem, and I have no problem with the sign as long as there's no parking on State Street in front of this property. I feel that parking on State Street there would block not only my property, but it would also block people coming and going from the gas station. So I'm assuming the owner of this property would not have any problem with not having the parking right there. The other thing that I would not want to see is any parking on the northeast corner of his lot. But according to the plans that were approved a long time ago, he doesn't intend to use parking in that area. So with those two things in mind, I have no problem with the sign. And I did lose 5 feet of my property to the state, to the DOT. So it does continue on down there. But they did only take just that piece of his, because that's where the project stops, is that little section of his property.
Okay, thank you, Valerie. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Mike Johnson, State Street Interiors. My wife and I, Marie Johnson, own the property, 905 State Street. We have no problem with the setback situation. The only reservation on that would be clarification and finalization of removing any parking between the two driveways in and out of the gas station, just for safety purposes. Not that it would affect us, but it could affect somebody else in the future.
Right.
That's the only reservations I would have.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor of this request?
My name is Chris Worskoff, and I'm the marketer that will be putting up the Shell Imaging. And with the site, with the setback that we have proposed, we believe this will give us the maximum visibility for the consumer to see the sign, account for the tree, and also allow time for the vehicles to move over to the lanes in order to enter into the site. So at this point, we think that that 5-foot setback would be a very good advantage for the business.
Staff is requesting a 12-foot setback.
I'm sorry.
Right, John?
This is the view from that truck. I'm sitting in the driver's seat.
Okay.
And that's 5 foot.
That's the sign at the 5-foot setback.
Now, there is a blue
there, line. There is some line of sight there. It's not an optimum line of sight.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Do we anticipate on-street parking in front of the property directly to the west in the new situation?
I have not been part of any conversations as to what parking will be restricted or if it will be restricted. That's probably something that should have been addressed at the site plan stage rather than what it has to do with the sign location. I can see where there's concern entering and exiting the property with the site plan and having vehicles parked there, which I think is what the individuals are talking about here. I think it's a conversation that we need to have. No parking requests usually come through the police department and are forwarded to the city council, and the city council makes the decision as to whether there is going to be no parking on a street.
Has there been any thought about placing the sign on the eastern portion of that lot?
Well, that's where the right-of-way was taken away.
Yeah.
And then you also have the canopy that's right there. We did discuss that at length on both of the site visits that I've had with the applicant and their representatives, and they don't believe that would work at all on the east side.
Well, there's also a driveway there that people would be driving in and out.
Yes.
That could have an impact on that also. Just a question.
It wouldn't give them any visibility because the canopy is going to cover the entire area of all of those gas pumps.
Valerie, do you have another comment?
I would oppose the sign on the east side.
Okay, just a question. Just come up.
If the traffic, I'm assuming that the traffic is going to enter on the westernmost driveway and exit on the eastern driveway, because that's just makes sense. And if they're doing that, the sign is not going to be in their way as they're trying to pull out of the property. There is currently 1 hour parking all along State Street for blocks in both directions, and I'm asking for the 1 hour parking to be taken away only between those driveways, because that's the only place where the on-street parking is ever a problem for people pulling out from either the gas station or from my property. The traffic that the park traffic that's further on down the street is not a problem.
Further west. West.
Yes, because you're looking west when you're trying to pull out from either my property or the gas station.
Right.
And the parked traffic that's parked, for example, in front of State Farm or State Street Interiors is not a factor when you're trying to pull out. It's not in the way. The only traffic that's in the way is directly in front of the gas station.
Right there is where the parking is as you're exiting west of this location in front of State Farm that she was just referring to. That's the parking lane there.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, discussion among the board?
Well, it looks like the 5-foot setback on the western side is probably the best compromise. It doesn't look like it works on the east side because of the five foot the state took. At least that makes it even worse.
And the whole area will be covered with the canopy.
Right.
Now, there's a blue line painted on the concrete there, John. Is that the what they have purchased or the
No, no.
That had nothing to do with anything?
No. What this graphic is showing is the requested sign at today's requested 5-foot setback.
5-foot setback on the north side of the property line.
It would be 5 feet south of the property line. Yeah. Be right here.
Yeah, from the north side south. Yeah. Just so we don't have an impact someday in the future that people can't see out. That's the biggest concern.
I think the reason that I asked about parking to the west was because I think that will have some impact on that view right there.
Correct.
Depending on what kind of vehicles are parked there, you know, time of day, all the other conditions, that kind of good stuff. But which is, I think, is that in part why staff recommended a larger setback for this sign?
No, I was simply basing it on the observation of the line of sight I had sitting in that pickup truck with a 5-foot setback. And that's a pretty good illustration of what it would be like. Now, I'm not naive. I know people are going to pull farther forward here, but you're supposed to stop behind the sidewalk before you enter in, and so we did it the proper way, and that's the view you have, or will have. We actually pulled a sign. We pulled the sign, we measured it, and we pulled that temporary sign here and put it right where it's supposed to be. And then I could work off that graphic to give you an estimation of what it'll look like.
I tend to agree that traffic will come into the westernmost exit and wander out. And if, my only question is that parking critical to us making a decision, knowing that that parking in front of that building is going to be removed there? Does that have any critical nature to us based on the placement?
How many cars could you park in front there if the lot, two, maybe?
Two, yeah. Three at the most.
Yeah.
Well, I think removal, personally, I feel that removal of parking directly in front of this location is a solid, good thing.
I agree.
You know, I think that's...
There's not going to be much left here. No. To park.
Once you get the driveway.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe enough for one car. Mm-hmm. And realistically, who's going to park a car here and then go into the convenience store?
Or a truck.
So I think we're in agreement. Yeah. On the impact of that would be great if they were to remove it. But that's not our question.
Right.
I'll call Chief Reddington in the morning and discuss the parking both in front of this place and to the west.
To the west would be the,
yes sir,
have the biggest impact on ingress, egress, and egress,
right, visually.
If they're going to egress and egress, ingress, whatever.
Staff agrees. We also think most people will enter this way
since it's one way
exit that way.
Yeah,
but it's not going to be a one way. If I want to park here, pull out and exit, I can. So
now your
people will be exiting on that as well. Not most of them, I agree.
You're questioning 12 feet back, John. Would you analyze that at all?
Sure. Okay. Gives you 5-foot separation between the sign and the billboard, and it puts it at the maximum setback.
Okay.
It was simply something that we threw up for your consideration. But I will also admit that if I'm them, it's going to be blocked partially by that tree at a 12-foot setback, at least to some traffic.
Is that your tree?
That's my tree.
Is there further discussion? Or is there a motion?
I guess I need a clarification for the powers of our board. We either accept 5 foot or not, regardless of staff's recommendation. We can't set a setback.
We can set, we can sign can any we? Place we want to.
Okay.
You can approve anything up to.
We can amend it.
Okay.
We can amend
mm-hmm.
it.
A variant, they're asking for a variance to place a sign within the front setback. Today they're asking for 5 foot. You can accept that, or you could approve anything less than that. It could be a 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, whatever.
I recognize that. I just wanted to make sure that
higher, yeah.
whatever opportunity we had to be clear.
Yeah. Going high, going more like 8 or 10 feet would put it in the way of that overhead sign too. When the overhead billboard sign.
Billboard sign. It would,
the billboard.
Yeah, it would diminish the difference between the two.
Because it's five. The sign is 5 feet. So.
The billboard is 22 feet back.
Right.
The sign is 5 foot wide.
So it'll be what, 6 feet, 7 feet from the. From this big sign.
Well, that all depends on where you're.
Well, if you go back 5 feet with the sign.
You go back 5 feet from the sign,
yeah.
then the sign's going to be 5 feet.
It's 10 feet.
So it'll be 12 foot in front of the billboard.
Okay.
I think the 12 foot that you were recommending leaves it 5 foot, the sign
in front of the
5 foot from the billboard.
Oh, that 12 foot from the billboard. Okay. All right. Okay. Motion, anyone?
So we could put it anywhere from 5 foot to 12 foot is what we're really talking about. And it's sort of arbitrary.
In my mind, I would like to move it. I would like to see it further from the street.
I would.
And with as little complication from that tree, because the tree is really the issue, is it not?
Yes, sir.
It's our vision issue. So
yes,
I guess what I would like to, I wish we knew was how far back we could put it. Without substantially inhibiting its intent from that tree, you know. And let's face it; the vendor can probably tell us more about how much distance or line of sight that they would anticipate. You know, how far away you should be able to see it. And recognize it and use the sign. How far? What's the range on this sign in terms of effective vision for a driver at 40 miles an hour? So, I think there's some math here that, and we don't know the answer to that.
But I'd like it as close as possible to get as much visibility as possible.
Right. I'd like it to be as effective as possible, but as far from the sidewalk as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, in an effort to clarify things, can we vote on 5 foot, or do we amend it at this point? Can we come to any conclusion?
Well, someone has to make a motion.
You could make any motion to approve a variance to set the sign at, pick
seven
your number,
feet.
Setback.
I have picked. I make a motion that we pick 7 feet. I mean, back. You go back to the other edge, you're at 10 feet. He's saying 12.
Give us your 5 foot back again, John.
So the sign being about 5 foot wide.
Oh, okay.
So you're talking about halfway. So if you're going back another 2 feet, there's your 7 foot setback. That's going to give you quite a bit more visibility in that area.
40 feet of street scape,
yeah.
You can see down the way.
Yeah.
Without putting them all the way back, and we can come to a conclusion?
I think so. We don't want to hide their sign, but we don't want to, you know, we want it as safe and as open as possible.
None of these pictures really depict the right-hand lane. In other words, how that tree actually interferes with the sign, that I see anyway. The sign's a whole piece of property away. The tree is a whole piece of property away from the sign.
Yeah, this is too large a view. That tree is right in here and you can't even see it.
The perspective on it.
If I was the driver of that TMI truck that you got there, what would I be looking at?
Mm-hmm. You're going to see the sign. You get to see the sign. The farther forward it is, the more you'll get to see it from the west. The farther back it is, you'll see it, but you're going to have to get closer to the station to see it.
And it's not effective if you don't see it close enough to be able to adjust.
To move.
And to get into that lane off mm-hmm. one way, all the way across those lanes if necessary.
Because basically, if you miss it, you're not coming back.
But from
that's not fair to the Shell station.
But from that far left-hand lane, you can see it quicker.
Frankly, if I missed it, I'd be going down the street for the next gas station.
So your vision, the farther across the road you are, the longer your vision is. Because the tree's less of an impact.
Yeah. And keep in mind what happens here.
And I think the Shell logo is pretty bright. It's
being built right now. You do this. That's right. Once you get into that, you're right.
You turn that way. Once you get into that, you're gone.
Agreed.
There was a motion for 7 feet. Is there a second?
Is it here?
I'm agreeable.
Okay.
I'll second the motion for 7 feet.
Okay.
I haven't figured out the logic exactly, but I mean it's a compromise. That's what it gets down.
Yeah.
Another 2 feet would affect the amount of sight distance significantly.
Mm-hmm. As relieving the property.
If you were leaving the property, correct.
So there's been a motion to place this sign 7 feet from the property line. And there was a second. Would you call the roll?
Clements.
A.
Paul.
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. Case 16-050 at 931 State Street, a C2 district, has been approved. Case 16-058 at 4513 Stonehaven Drive, an R2 district, it's a request for a variance to allow a 6-foot high fence in the required front yard along Crow Creek Road, submitted by George Hollis. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This site is located west of 18th Street. It's at the southeast corner of Crow Creek Road and Stonehaven Drive. It involves the lot that's highlighted in yellow. The applicant currently has an extensively landscaped yard and lot. He also has a 6-foot high fence, which provides an enclosure for the side and rear yard and encloses a in-ground swimming pool, and the applicant would like to move the northern portion of that fence to within 3 feet of the sidewalk, so within the required front setback for a 6-foot high fence. Now this lot by definition is called a through lot, and by code, if a 6-foot high fence is put within 15 feet of a property line, it may do so with the requirement that there be one planting for every 25 linear feet between the fence and the public portion side of it. Obviously, this person's not going to have any issues with landscaping, but there is a landscaping requirement for that. You'll see some of that along Devil's Glen Road, where that was a requirement for those variances along 18th Street. The applicant would like to capture as much of his yard as possible. at the 15-foot setback, it puts it just about where that second row of trees is, to give you a perspective on that. So that's why he's seeking the variance to place it where it is, just outside of the trees. Obviously, there's been a lot of time, effort, and money spent on this landscaping, and he doesn't want to interfere with any of that or have to take any of that out with the request to move the fence. The board has been very consistent on these, giving this type of approval along major roadways. There's 5 major roadways which you have identified, and I went to the engineering department and got the traffic counts for those roadways. Consistently been approved along 18th Street. They have traffic counts of 7,500 to 12,600 vehicles per day. Devil's Glen Road, 8,600 to 15,500 vehicles per day. Tanglefoot Lane, 7,700 vehicles per day. Middle Road, from 7,800 to 21,000 vehicles per day. And along 53rd Avenue, which has 11,200 to 12,900 vehicles per day. This section of Crow Creek Road has a traffic count of approximately 2,560 to 3,310 vehicles per day. I think that's the question before you. If you feel this is along one of the major roadways in town, it would meet with the precedents you have set throughout the community. If not, you've also been very consistent about not approving these types of requests. You had one just a month or two ago that was adjacent to a commercial district, which you felt didn't meet satisfy that requirement. It was not along a major roadway, that was denied. And several years ago, also on Crow Creek Road, at the intersection with Davis Street and Crow Creek, there was a request to move that fence towards Crow Creek Road, which was denied. I believe that summarizes the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none. If we allow this, John, we're opening up a can of worms for traffic between 2,000 and 3,000 cars a day.
Yeah.
It's two-thirds less than...
No, it's a... Yeah.
You know. So traffic counts would be very important in future issues of this item.
We update those traffic counts periodically, so we try to research that for these types of requests.
This appears to be a request that's consistent with the requests that we have denied in the past.
On the Davis Street?
Unless you can avail us of any additional information that makes it different than those. I didn't see anything in the report that led me to believe it was different.
Not that I can think of.
Or on site, either one.
We had one down the block or two west of Greenbrier, I think, on that corner lot, you know.
Yes, sir. Okay. That was certainly two residential roadways rather than a through street like this.
Right.
It's certainly a through street.
Yes.
Trouble with these is once you start, and you're gonna have a row of them. And one of the things I think the city needs to think a little bit about, maybe in future ordinances, is if in fact that's what we start doing along 18th Street and 53rd Street, do we want to have any ordinances that establish what these fences are going to look like? I mean, if you drive fencing to fence out residential from high traffic areas is common. But in an awful lot of places, it is like a brick wall, you know, or it's something, it's uniform for a mile or 2 miles or 5 miles, instead of just helter-skelter,
right,
which is what we're getting. We're getting helter-skelter.
This is a vinyl fence that looks very nice.
I don't know. These people will do, I can, just by looking at their house and everything, whatever we agreed to would look nice.
Right.
The problem
that isn't the issue.
That isn't the issue.
Right. And another issue that I have in this particular circumstance, is that it is an area that is populated by a lot of pedestrian school children.
Right. And they're riding bikes and they're doing all sorts of things.
Right.
And the fence encroaches.
A fence is something that, you know, that is going to limit.
That's a good point that I missed in there. The staff evaluation. There's a crossing guard that's
right.
That's assigned to their location because the school children come right down this road.
Right.
And it's, yeah, you're right.
Well,
I forgot about
it goes right to a school, a couple of blocks up
yes.
the hill there.
Yeah.
It just seems like this is probably not appropriate.
I agree. I can't support this.
I'll move that we deny the request.
I'll second the motion.
There's been a motion to deny the request. Would you call the roll?
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. Just a moment, please. Case 16-058 at 4513 Stonehaven Drive in R2 District has been denied. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
We're done.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.